Digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course, we're hoping for the first half hour or so, we're going to have Don Wiskin with us. But if he doesn't show up, it's just going to be you and me, and we'll be talking about whatever you'd like to talk about, or because I have nothing really prepared. But I have done several fascinating interviews this week on the autism epidemic, and you know it's so difficult for parents who with a crippled child to believe that their child has autism and will never be the same again because of something they did. I know we talked to a woman on Monday, and when her child became autistic, and her neighbor tried to explain to her why the child was autistic, because they'd been through the same thing. The first thing was anger. It couldn't be, you know, why. Certainly I allow my child to have vaccines, but they're healthy. I mean, they're safe and effective, and the doctor said, and then suddenly the realization that what you've done is destroy this little boy or little girl that you love so much, and they'll never be the same again. Is Don there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, Don. We were just talking a little bit about autism, but you were going to talk about Codabyte, so why don't you pick up the story? Don advertises with Radio Liberty, and he has a product, an herbal product that really helps the heart. So you go ahead and tell our listeners about it.
Well, it helps more than the heart. I mean, one of the things you're talking about right there is mercury toxicity in our body, which is coming from vaccinations. The garlic and the cardivite helps to chelate that at very low levels so that, you know, we're taking it out over, say, 6 months, a year, or up to 2 years to get all of these metals out of your body. That's basically what Cardivite is doing. It's helping to, detoxify our body and boost up our natural immunity and strengthen our arteries, improve our circulation, and basically just give us back a great life. I mean, I'm 52 years old now. I had a massive heart attack at 42. We exercise all the time. We walk. We go all over. Nothing slows me down anymore.
Well, you're a testimonial to the effectiveness of this. And how did you stumble across the Cardivite? How did you find out about it?
Well, actually, my wife was taking a tofu cooking class, and somebody told her about it. And that's how we got involved in this thing in the first place. I figured, well, because this wasn't mainstream and it wasn't being promoted by really anybody, how could it be? But then in the back of my head, I thought, there's seven herbs here. There's something special about this. This isn't, a drug off the shelf. This is food that God left here for us to look after ourselves. We just needed somebody to put it together properly for us, like the pharmacist, Sam Ibrahim, who is very capable of making a product like Cardivite.
All right, and Chris, Sam actually had put this together, for some group that's involved with chelation.
Yes, the Alberta Chelation Association came to Sam Ibrahim and asked him if they could come up with something that would help their associate members who couldn't afford to continue with the chelation. As you know, most people know, it's up to $125 per visit, with 30 to 70 visits required in order to do the job of getting the calcium out of your body. The EDTA formula is actually used by the blood bank to store because it does keep the calcium from binding with the cholesterol, which creates the hardening of the arteries, which is why women are also at a higher risk for heart disease than men are nowadays, because they're told to take plenty of calcium to keep their bones strong, but in reality, the calcium excess is just helping to cause them to be at a higher rate of strokes and heart attacks.
You're absolutely right. We'll be right back with Don Liskin.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions: war in Iran, a coming One World Church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. We have Don Liskin on the line, who, of course, is promoting Cardivite. Then we have pharmacist, Mr. Abraham, who actually helped to put this together initially. Mr. Abraham, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are and what you've learned about this product since you began making it?
Okay, my name is Sam Ibrahim. I'm a pharmacist for the last 40 years. I got my education in Europe and Germany, actually. And as a pharmacist in Europe, you have to study herbal medicine for about 2 years, which we call pharmacognosy, or knowledge of herbal medicine. Besides naturally herbal medicine, we had homeopathic medicine, natural medicine, and so on. Now, Cardivite came actually as an accident. 1999, a man by name of Aldous Smith was in my pharmacy and asked me if I could develop something for Chelation Association of Alberta. Now, the Chelation Association or the Chelation usually use ETDE treatment to cleanse the artery, and it does help for bypass operation and heart condition and circulation problem. So what I did, I went to my lab, and I bought tincture, about 10 different kind of tincture, and I started to make them, and it took me about 3 months to come up with a carbobite formula, which it has seven different herbal medicines. Cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, and ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. And then Don Weskin comes us to on the stream, and the other story is history, really.
All right, well, I think that people have to understand that in many other countries, herbal medicines are accepted, and certainly the reason they're not accepted here is because you can't put a patent on them, and I hate to say this, but the pharmacies really are not interested in helping you. They're interested in helping themselves. They come up with a wonderful new drug now. If you have liver cancer, it'll cost you to live about 3 months more than you would have if you didn't take this medicine. It would cost about $4,300 a month for every month that you take it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to put out $4,300 a month to live an additional 3 months, and this is a great advance. I mean, herbal medicines have been helping people already for thousands of years, and we need, and I think doctors need to know a lot more about them. But even more than that, Don Wiskin, before we went to the break, was talking about women being told to take large doses of calcium, you know, for their bones. Now, the last thing a woman postmenopausal needs is to take a lot more calcium, because that makes her more susceptible to coronary artery disease. Coronary artery disease, you know, is primarily related to the calcification of those arteries, not to the level of the cholesterol, because you can have a perfectly normal cholesterol and drop over dead, you know. But if you have no calcium in your arteries, or very limited calcium in your arteries, why, your chance of having a heart attack is markedly limited. Have you looked into that, either Sam or Don?
Absolutely. You know, I believe that it is a lot about the calcium. As Linus Pauling found in his studies, it's not atherosclerosis, the plaque building up in the arteries. It's actually atheroscurvy. It's the scurvy. The plaque in our arteries is the same plaque we get on our teeth. And you know how when you go to the dentist, they have to scrape it off with steel sharp instruments. Well, they have to freeze our gums to do that. Imagine if they could just go into our arteries and do the same thing. But if we don't put that excess calcium in there, if we can keep that out, or if we can take a product like Cartibite, which helps to make the arteries too slippery for the calcium to stick to it, then we're going to be in much, much better shape. Dr. Battersby has been promoting our product for a long time, and one of his patients, Robert Holland, wrote us a testimonial that he wanted to give the doctor an update on the product that he started taking in August of 2006, Cartibite. Well, in his office, he had noticed a display on the counter about Cartibite, and he had a stint himself, and so he was very interested, and the doctor had told him a bit about it, and so he wrote us a letter saying that my doctor had told me an additional narrowing or blockage may be a problem. After speaking with you, my wife purchased the bottle for me. He began treatment that day. He wasn't consistent with it because sometimes he'd forget to take it, but he did complete the bottles. Recently, I'm beginning a new job in Portland, Oregon, extremely high stress position because stress is a real problem. He began to experience some chest pain, which he had had, which was similar to what he had had prior to the stent being placed. He went to a local doctor, explained the symptoms. That was in May of 2007. They insisted on an EKG, and off he went to the emergency room. They did a catheter on him, and they found that his arteries were perfectly clean with no blockages, even associated with the stent or the surrounding area. And the cardiologist told him that he thinks the chest pain he was experienced was a stress attack or caused by anxiety. And he says here, bless you and Cartibite for my clean bill of health. You have made me a believer in your product. Sincerely, Robert D. Holland.
Well, that's certainly an interesting testimonial. And certainly, but speaking of the calcium, you know, there's a great deal of information now suggesting it's very, very beneficial for women, postmenopausal women, to take calcium and vitamin D. And actually, there are some studies that show you cut down the incidence of cancer in women, and a fairly substantial number of them, those that are taking the calcium and vitamin D. But it's not the calcium that does the job. It's the vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And the calcium really, in many ways, increases the chance of getting a heart attack. So you really don't need calcium. You've got a lot of calcium in your bones. It starts to come out because there's no longer the estrogen, so you need something like, oh, maybe flaxseed oil or something to give a mild stimulus to the bone so that the calcium will tend to stay in the bone. But stay away from calcium if you're a man or a woman. In fact, you probably ought to be on some of the IP6 to get the calcium out. The vitamin D is what's so important. And then, of course, you've got things like cordovite, which will really help and reinforce, you know, a proper diet and proper exercise, those other things. So what about the part that a diet and exercise plays in cardiac rehabilitation?
You know, diet and exercise plays a very huge role, but what I found is some people just don't have the energy to be able to go out and start going for that walk. They just can't get that. They can't even get, like, partway down the first block on their street. But after a few months on the cordovite and the circulation starts improving and they start getting some of the toxins out, they actually get some energy, and then they can start that half hour a day walk, you know, starting to eat better, cut back on the portions of the red meats, keep the dairy products to a very low roar. It is the dairy products that women are told to drink and eat dairy products because of the calcium in the dairy products for the osteoporosis fear, when it's the dairy products that are actually causing the osteoporosis, or at least so they've proved in countries where there is no dairy products like cow milk being consumed, they do not have an osteoporosis problem. So it goes around in a circle there, doesn't it?
Well, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, don't forget the fat too people eat, you know. Fat and sugar is number one killer, really.
Right.
When you think about sugar and fat. That's, and us North Americans, we do consume lots of this sugar. Just see our soft drinks. And so far I'm concerned, it should not be allowed in our schools, especially sugar. Sugar is a killer.
Yes, and so many people really are badly injured by that, and we just seem to be so addicted to it. And I mean, you know, 100 years ago, they recognized the danger of sugar, and they tried to limit the amount of sugar that people took in. Oh, yeah, once in a while, a little something sweet, but overall, it's not good for you. It's not good for your pancreas. It's not good for your metabolism. It'll give you all sorts of problems, and yet, of course, we consume a phenomenal amounts of sugar. I agree with you, Sam, and
thank you.
Go ahead.
One teaspoon of sugar can knock your immune system down for over half an hour.
Right, and that really is a real problem as far as immunity is concerned.
Yes, and there's over 300 lobbyists for the sugar company in the U.S. to keep sugar on the shelves and at a great high price, too. It is really about marketing, and unfortunately, you know, they're marketing us with foods and products that we don't really need, but they there's a lot of money in them, so they have to keep them out there.
Well, all we can do, of course, is try to reach people and make them understand that they're responsible for their health. And if you have had a heart attack, and certainly you you know, especially if you've really lost a certain amount of your heart muscle, you know, it's been infarcted, it's died. You know, you've got to do something to, you know, try to compensate for that. Now, you'd lost an awful lot of your heart muscle when you had your heart attack, didn't you, Don?
Yes, I lost 35%, Dr. Stan, and I was supposed to be on disability the rest of my life. But that was, you know, that was sugar and fast food abuse. You know, that was believing that it was okay to eat at the, you know, those burger places they put on every corner. I always thought the government was out there looking after me. I didn't realize how bad things really were until one day I had that rude awakening where I just about died.
So basically, then, what happened to your cardiac ejection? affection after you started on the cardiovite?
You know, I had a 38% ejection fraction. I had lost all my upper body strength. I had lost both my brothers, 44 and 53, and my dad at 62, all from the same problem. And then here I was just about to join them at, I turned 43 in the hospital waiting for an angioplasty. But after 7 months taking the garlic cayenne, I noticed that I was getting a weird chest pain. So I went to my doctor, and she sent me off for all these tests, and it turns out that chest pain was blood and oxygen getting back into the dead heart tissue. She sent me over to my cardiologist for a stress test, and it turned out that I was between 65 and 70%.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
And then, of course, you've got the mercury that you're getting, and they're putting it in your teeth, and they're putting it so many places. The heavy metals really are really so toxic now. Will your Carnivite help get rid of any of those heavy metals?
Yes, it will. And it's really the sulfur compounds of the garlic that help to remove those. These metals are attracted to sulfur, and so when we put something like Carnivite in there with the garlic, the sulfur attracts those metals and helps the body to slowly chelate them out. That's why I said it does it slowly, because most of them are accumulating in the liver.
Sammy, you have any thoughts on the detoxification that people can get with a Carnivite? Sammy, you still there?
Definitely. I would say it works at least as good as EDTA. It is not direct acylation agent like EDTA, but the whole formula work like an acylation agent. Why? Because first of all, it gets rid of the heavy metal. It will get your circulation problem bump better. The blood stream will go way better than ever before. It will flush whatever you're talking about, heavy metal and calcium and iron and this stuff out of your body. So it is actually a chelation agent.
Well, what does the valerium do? You have valerium in there. What is that?
Valerium has nothing to do with chelation agent.
No, I know. That's a different subject. But what does the valerium do?
Valerium actually is more or less as a sedative. And I put it in, valerium is used as a mild sedative. Why would there be sedative in Carnivite? If you have a fast heartbeat, it will slow the heart down and will get it right to the right equilibrium of the heart. It will also help anyone who has a nervous heart. It will calm them down. That's why I put valerian in.
Well, now, what are the chelating agents? Certainly the garlic. Is there anything else in there that helps with the chelation?
The garlic is a chelating agent. The combination, I would say the cayenne, garlic, and hawthorn are and even ginkgo biloba are chelating agents. When you think about ginkgo biloba, by the way, and you were saying about the herbal, the European prescribed herbal medicine, ginkgo biloba, by the way, was number one prescription 1999. What I mean, most of medical doctors prescribed ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo biloba helped to restore sufficient blood flow to the limb and brain, and also used for overall health. Ginkgo biloba will bring more oxygen to the brain and limbs than any other herbal medicine or medication. It will improve your overall circulation, means here is the percolation too, and enhance your immune system. I'm sure you know, Dr. Stan, that ginkgo biloba is used to treat Alzheimer too, right?
No, I really don't. Although I've heard rumors about it, I don't know. Does it really help the people with Alzheimer's disease? The ginkgo biloba.
I didn't understand.
No, I'm just asking. Does it really seem to help people with Alzheimer's disease?
Oh yeah, definitely. Otherwise, why was number one prescription 1999? In all of Europe, actually.
Yeah, in all of Europe, because this is not something that's widely used in the United States.
People buying here themselves, but I never seen a medical doctor, Dr. Stan, really prescribe the ginkgo biloba as such.
But the doctors in North America aren't allowed to prescribe herbs, so if they were, they probably would.
Yeah.
Whereas in Europe, you know, they prescribe natural medicine all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, but I mean, they do put it in prescription, and the health insurance will pay for it, though.
Yeah, in Europe, but not here in North America.
No, I know. No.
And you know, the funny thing is when somebody goes to their pharmacist to have the Carnivite check to see if it's something they can take with their drugs, most of them red flag the ginkgo biloba of all things. Whereas, you know, in Germany, where the doctor squeezes your fingernail and it turns white and back to red real quick, you know, letting you know what your circulation is like, that's why they would prescribe the ginkgo. But here, they're afraid of ginkgo biloba.
Well, a lot of crazy things that go on here that really we've got to somehow get the physicians re-educated so they understand that there are other things out there that will help the patients. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Sam Abel and, of course, Don Wiskin. We're talking about carnivite. Sam, what is the function specifically for the cayenne? I always associate cayenne with pepper.
Okay, cayenne is actually a very good stimulant. It is actually very good, too, for cardiovascular health. It's used for high cholesterol. So far, I remember, is to decrease the blood density to help prevent blood clots. It does increase cardiac output and increase capillary restrictor. It is also a very good stomach stimulant. But too much of cayenne, especially hot cayenne, some people will get upset stomach. That's the only side effect so far I can see. Otherwise, cayenne is very good stimulant.
What about the hawthorn? Why is there the hawthorn in there?
Oh, hawthorn, well, I'm sure you know Lenoxon. And
yes,
you know
uh-huh.
Dioxin. Now, Dr. Sun, I'm sure Lenoxon is number one for the heart. in prescription as a prescription drug. Hawthorn actually worked better and easier than Lanoxin or Digoxin. Hawthorn assists with cardiovascular condition. It improves naturally the coronary blood supply and decrease angina attacks. And, you know, Hawthorn promotes vessel dilation for the heart. And so far I'm concerned, I will use Hawthorn first before I use Lanoxin or Digoxin, whatever, in the prescription drug, because it has hardly any side effects.
And even the New York Heart Association has human data that shows that Hawthorn is good for cardiac insufficiency.
For sure.
I got in trouble with Health Canada for putting that on our website, Dr. Stan, and it took us thousands of dollars to overcome that. And when they were done with us, we're able to say on our label in Canada that we can lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent.
Well, okay, now what about bilberry? Where does that fit into this?
Okay, let me talk about bilberry. Bilberry usually is very well known here for the sight or for the eye. But actually, bilberry has demonstrated that it can protect the heart in a number of ways, including as anti-inflammatory, for atherosclerosis, and for the hardening of the artery. It does improve also, like Hawthorn, the circulation. And as you know, bilberry is the last one, and they said it that first is good for the eyesight.
All right, fine. Well, first of all, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for either Don or Sam, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And then would you like to tell our listeners how they could get more information on your products or even be able to get them from you?
Certainly. You can call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or you can visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
That is your telephone number.
877-928-8822. We do have some articles that we can mail out, but most of the information is really at the heartdrop.com website.
All right, fine. Now, is this catching hold? Are more and more people beginning to utilize this to supplement their regular medications or even to replace them?
I've been doing this for 7 years now. We're almost into our eighth year. And every year, we seem to get more and more customers. We have a lot of repeat customers, people who swear by Cardivite, won't live a day without it. And not that, you know, they wouldn't live a day without it, but they just don't want to be without it. The feelings that they have are just so good. You don't catch colds. You don't get sick. You're always Johnny on the spot there. And a lot of new customers, GCN Network, there's a lot of great listeners out there, and some people who have been writing our number down and saying, well, I'm going to call. They call. They take advantage of a four-month special that we have, and they continually come back time and time again. And we do everything we can to keep our prices so low that it's very affordable. I mean, it's around $1 a day to get back the health that it took you 10, 20, 30, 40 years to lose. But it is a wonderful product, and it's well worth it. It's in either capsules or tincture form. You can either take 15 drops three times a day underneath your tongue, or you can take one capsule three times a day with food.
And which do people ordinarily prefer?
The capsules, you know, everybody likes popping a pill, Dr. Stan. So the capsules are really taking off. They're the number one. But some people out there like the taste of the spicy drops. And when I first started, that's all there was the liquid. Sam wasn't sure if he could make the capsules because it was so hard to make sure. Like, he tests our product chromatographically to make sure that our herbs spike at the highest level possible so they're absorbed at cell level, because we need to feed our body at cell level, because that's something that's not happening. I mean, you go out there and you buy good gasoline for your vehicle, you put the best oil in it, you look after it, but what do you put in your mouth, which is basically the, you know, the opening of the gas tank for our body. So we need to have high quality foods. That's where the diet comes in properly, you know, eating a lot of raw foods, a lot of your vegetables raw, watching what you do eat when it comes to your meats, and exercise, very, very important, and Cardivite to help to round it all out.
Can I say something here?
You certainly can.
Okay, the capsule actually I came with, and it was very tough to do, and I think we are only company in North America which have the ingredient on the label and how much they are. So when, and I have the bottle now in my hand, and I'm reading that from the label. Karategos or Hawthorn contain 1.8 to 2% bifexin. It's actually the active ingredient. Allium sativum or garlic contain 1% allicin, and so on. So how many companies will put that in their label and make sure the real ingredients are on? I think only company in North America have that. And I'm very proud to say that.
All right, well, certainly our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there and you have a question for Don or Sam about the product, which they have, of course, been advertising with Radio Liberty for some time, and certainly we've heard nothing but good reports about it, that it really does seem to help. So, and you must get lots of testimonials from a lot of your patients as well, don't you? A lot of the people who use the product?
I would have to say me, yes. Sam's been retired for the last few years.
I don't have the pharmacy anymore. And no, but I'm still doing some consulting.
Right.
But nothing really like I was doing in my pharmacy.
Well, Sam, are you actually mixing up the products now and giving them the capsules, or are they being manufactured?
Well, not me, but we have a company which I made sure that everything is 100%, everything is chromatography, everything is tested. We have ISO 9002, so everything go exact 100%. And actually, we were the first company to get ISO 9002, which is self-embossed quality control that we do.
Yeah, actually, Dr. Stan, when Sam had our tincture made, he had to show the people how to properly make a tincture because it's not something that's taught anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have to stay safe for 6 weeks, shake it well every day, and so on and so on and so on.
Well, do you have a lot of problem up there in the in Canada with the counterpart of the Federal Drug Administration that we have here, or they pretty much leave you alone?
Well, now they are good, actually, you know. And what as I came to this country, say 40 years ago, I was screaming, we would like to have what is in the label should be in the bottle. And now our federal government is coming with that, you believe it or not. So I'm very happy to be in Canada because now the consumer can be sure whatever, you know, I would say in the next 10 years, not exactly right now, everything they will buy will be 100% good and perfect and tested, which is really good for us.
Yeah, we have the new Office of Natural Health Products here in Canada, which is part of Health Canada. And when they first came out, we were in the queue for a DIN number, a drug identification number. But as soon as the new Office of Natural Health Products took over, we wound up in the queue because we are a natural product for the product identification number. And we've already got that. We've passed a lot of the stringent tests that they have involved. And, you know, we're right there as one of the better manufacturers of products in North America. Sam has another product line called Nutravite, and we sell some of those. We send out information with the Cardivite for people who want to get affordable, good quality supplements as well as the Cardivite.
All right, fine. Have things been any better since you got the Conservative government in power up there in Canada?
They're not in power. It's a minority government.
They're right.
they're a minority government. They're
right.
not really in power.
Yeah, no. Well, because then you're talking about FDA, how much they are in power in USA.
Right.
Yeah, I know that. Well, here they are in power too, Don. Don't forget that. They can take anything off. They can, you know, they're very similar. But at least now they got the sense of to have a quality natural medicine, which is they're doing, which is very good. And I hope USA will follow too.
Well, I certainly hope so as well.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to cover, either one of you, as far as Cartivite or why the listener out there should give serious consideration to getting your product?
Well, I leave that to Don.
Well, the only thing I can say is it works. It does everything we've said it does, and all you need to do is try it, and it's not going to cost you a fortune. If the drug companies had control of this, it would probably be around $15,000 a bottle, but we don't charge that. So give us a call at our 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Well, thank you both for being with us. Really appreciate it. Perhaps we'll get a chance to talk to you next month or the month after that.
And we appreciate your support, Dr. Stan.
God bless.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Fine. Well, we haven't had Don or Sam on for some time, and they suggested coming on, and we have always invited them, so it's always good to hear from them, and certainly we hear a good word about their product. Well, there are a lot of things out there that really are harmful for you, and so what you want to do is find out the things that are safe, and certainly the things that will help to undo some of the terrible harm that's being done. And this idea of, you know, giving postmenopausal women calcium, and I'll have to admit, when I was practicing medicine, this is what we did, but we didn't understand the relationship between calcium and arteriosclerosis. And this really is the key. I mean, if you do not have calcium in your arteries, you're not going to get a heart attack, or very, very rarely. You're going to have, you know, your cholesterol. It has very little to do with the incidence of your heart disease. You know, it is primarily a matter of calcium. That's why you want to go ahead and limit the amount of calcium that you're taking in. And the idea, oh my goodness, if you don't have calcium, why your bones? You're going to lose the calcium for your bones. No, it is the vitamin D that controls the calcium in your bones, and then, of course, as they say, exercise tends to stimulate laying down calcium in the bones, but especially in women, things like flaxseed oil or other things that send some sort of a very weak hormone message to the bone that says, hey, hang on to your calcium. Don't give up your calcium. And, of course, that's what you want is to prevent the onset of osteoporosis and hip fractures in elderly women, and you can't do that. Vitamin D, however, is a regulator. Vitamin D is amazing. I mean, vitamin D has a profound effect on immunity, and actually, it certainly was found many years ago that if you took a patient with tuberculosis, and years ago, you always used to die with tuberculosis, most people died, and you put them out in the sun and gave them lots of rest, and why they got better. And then eventually it was decided it wasn't just the sun, it was the vitamin D they were getting from the sun. And so this helped not only tuberculosis, but it helps the whole immune process. And here, just within the last few weeks, they've come up with these studies where they had fairly significant numbers of women that they followed along for about 3 or 4 years, and the decrease in the incidence of cancer was 60% to 70%. Now, admittedly, they were giving some of them calcium and vitamin D, but it was the vitamin D that was doing the trick, and we suggest you avoid the extra calcium, because then you're just going to have to chelate that out in one way or another, and you can do it with a Don's product. You can do with that with IP6, which, of course, tends to attach onto the calcium and the iron and the mercury and the other things, and act as a chelator. But it doesn't matter how you do it, you want to get rid of the excess heavy metals. Iron is a killer. Mercury is a killer. Lead is a killer. And certainly the calcium is very hazardous to your health. So you need to be taking large doses of vitamin D, and I'm talking about several thousand units a day. And the figures that are ordinarily used by organized medicine just are not right. In fact, you can even take up to 50,000 units a couple of times a week, and you will get into problems, and I used to do that on a regular basis. Now, you would not want to take 50,000 units of vitamin D every day over a long period of time, but you can take it intermittently once or twice a week, and it will really help as far as the metabolism of the bones. But the latest figures, the latest statistics is for showing how effective it is on cancer are really, of course, very gratifying. We've known this for a long period of time, and those of you who heard my interviews with Bill Sardi, we've gone over that many times. But the average the physician has never heard it until recently, and so there's so much that can be done to actually help prevent and actually to treat cancer. And if you have cancer, in addition to your regular treatment, you'd certainly want to be taking large doses of vitamin C, but very, very large doses of vitamin D. And you want to be taking the IP6 to get the iron out of your body. And the last thing you want is to be taking a lot of iron in, because that just feeds the cancer. In fact, you know, a couple hundred years ago, they used to bleed people all the time because they knew that bleeding lowered the iron, and iron bleeding actually kept you healthy. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes to wrap up the program here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to maintain our little network of about 60 outlets of one sort or another, shortwave, internet, satellite, or radio stations every single week. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV. War. Now, if you'd like to understand the wars of the last century, we have a talk. It's on DVD or on VHS. It's called Iraq, the Untold Stories. Iraq, the Untold Story. And it comes with the syllabus. And if you get the syllabus and the DVD together, well, you get a special reduced price. But the syllabus has so many documents in it, you need to be able to ascertain exactly what is going on in the world today. And let me certainly recommend that to you. So that's Iraq, the Untold Story. In fact, it's the talk I recently gave in Colorado. And then, of course, we have another talk that will tell you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years by the secret societies. It's called The Forbidden Secret, and that, too, comes with a syllabus, which you get to get a reduced price. And this simply will explain to you the significance of many of the things that are said, like when the president talks about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm and repeats that several times during his speeches. What's he talking about? Well, you'll certainly want to get the Forbidden Secret, because it will give you tremendous insight into what's going on. You need to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, DVD, VHS, and you get a book right along with that with all the documentation in it. You need to get my talk on the Hidden Agenda, and that gets into water fluoridation and population control, and that comes with the syllabus. We have a four tape sets on talk on sustainable development, the syllabus. And when you get the syllabuses, you get a decreased price, but then you have the documentation, and you have it at your fingertips, and of course it's there to help you, you know, to be able to reach others with the truth. And as you show people the documentation, they suddenly begin to understand what we're really up against. And that is a bed of great wealth working in both political parties, some pretending to be on the right and some pretending to be on the left, but actually all of them intent upon the destruction of America and bringing about a new world order and a one world religion. They've been working for many years through our government to create an empire. This is why you need to get the DVD, very professionally done by our friend Chris Pinto, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, and then Riddles in Stone, the next one. But you must understand that the plan has always been to use the financial and military strength of America to bring all countries under control. This is why we have our troops in 130 nations, why we have over 720 bases overseas. This is why the CIA either goes in and overthrows governments or murders people who will not go along with this. And yes, they really do murder people. They don't think nothing of it, because, you see, they are looking at the greater good, the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. Well, ladies and gentlemen, information we have suggests we're going to be in war in a very, very short period of time. If you have not yet laid in your supply of emergency foods, I'd suggest you do it and don't put it off. If you need water filters, water barrels, water pumps, but maybe emergency foods, give us a call. We'll send you a catalog. And if you have the catalog, we've got an awful lot of them out there. Do not, let me repeat, do not put this off, because once things start to get bad, you're not going to be able to get food for love nor money. And then, of course, we hope many of you want to get our health catalog. If you need a free newsletter, we'll send it to you, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information station on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Food and Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. You're listening to GCN.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, right now we have this on the line, Dr. Garth Nicholson, and we're going to be talking about a strange new disease. It's called Morgellons disease. And Dr. Nicholson has been evaluating this because some of the patients that is that the military people have come to him with this strange disease. When did we first hear about Morgellons disease, Dr. Nicholson?
Hi, Stan. This is something that's quite new. It may have been around for a while, but you certainly didn't hear about it. In fact, people that had this problem were generally labeled as completely nuts. But in fact, it's a real syndrome, and it is increasing in incidence. And we need to know something about it. And let me first describe what it is, because most people have never heard of Morgellons or Morgellons disease. These individuals that have this disease have skin lesions. And this is probably the most important aspect of it. They have crawling sensations under the surface of their skin, and they have pimple-like and ulcer-like eruptions on their skin. And they're extruding from these ulcerations fibers, and so this is often called fiber disease, for example, and there's some other, I'll go into some other signs and symptoms that go along with this, but this is started out to be a real contentious situation, because physicians were claiming that, well, these were just fibers that they picked up from the materials that they were wearing on their body, and that proved not to be the case. In fact, analysis of the fibers indicated that they weren't plant-like. They had some qualities of insects and some qualities of animals and some qualities of bacteria in terms of when they tried to analyze them, so it became very complex. These patients also have extreme fatigue and weakness. In addition to that, they have cognitive difficulties, they have short-term memory loss and other things very similar to chronic fatigue syndrome. They also have behavioral effects, and so this is where, you know, it gets into the problem of are these people really mental cases or not? They've been called delusional by some physicians, but it's really the presence of the fibers, and now most recently under the skin, the presence of worm-like entities under their skin indicates that this is a real condition, something like a parasitic condition.
Hold that thought.
Much more complex.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I guess it's Dr. Garth Nichols, and we're talking about Morgellons disease or Morgellons disease. And Dr. Nicholson says that they have actually found something that crawling under the skin. You can go up on the Internet, you can see some pictures of this, and it seems to have an element of like a worm, like an animal, and it has an element of a bacteria, and then, of course, it has an element of an insect. So this is something we've never even heard described before. I mean, where do you get a bacteria and an insect and animal or worm-like the creature all really rolled into one little mass crawling under the skin of people? And it sounds so so absurd, like something might come out of a science fiction motion picture. Only it's not absurd to the people who have it.
Well, it's actually, you know, not necessarily out of a science fiction movie, but it's certainly probably out of some science laboratory somewhere. We really don't know what the origin is, but it's, you know, why did this thing sort of crop up when it did? And I deal a lot with the people that have this problem, and they have many problems. And we have to take a very, really difficult approach to help these patients because they have so many different problems. But we try and treat the bacterial co-infections. We also try and treat what's called biofilm that seems to be associated with this. This is a slimy substance that's laid down by these worms and the associated bacteria, and this causes a lot of the problems that these patients have. And so recently we've been using what's called an EDTA or chelation supplement that they actually insert a anal suppository with the EDTA in, and it gives a long-lasting dose of EDTA to their system, and it helps break up this biofilm and mobilize it, and that seems to be giving these people some, eventually, some measure of normalcy, because this biofilm seems to cause a lot of problems. And these sorts of infections, and I think they are a parasitic-like infection, seem to be in more places than just under the skin. The people that have had this the longest report that they have problems, heart problems, they have pulmonary problems, they have liver problems, they have problems all over their body associated with this. And unfortunately, you can't directly see these on an X-ray or something like that because, they're, number one, they're so small, and number two, they don't have anything that's characteristic of their structures that would lend them to be easily imaged. So we still don't know exactly what's going on here, because this is slowly, it's very quickly evolving. It's not slowly evolving, it's quickly evolving. And we don't know, among the individuals, some people may have different variations of this than others. But it all smacks to me like, you know, some biological warfare experiment gone haywire again.
Well, because up on the Internet, after we talked about it, I went up there and so they have pictures of these critters, but they all seem to look different, you know, and the strangest looking things. You don't know whether they're animals or vegetables or minerals or what they are, but of course, have they been able to get these things to live and to exist outside the body?
Well, I think there are people trying to do this. We haven't done anything like that. We've been trying to empirically help the people that have these problems. But eventually, though, I think they'll be able to do something like that. Unfortunately, things like this often don't just grow in a petri dish. You have to supply things like living flesh, for example, to allow them to grow. It's kind of like maggots laid by flies, for example. You can't easily get them to grow in a tissue culture situation, but sure enough, if you add some putrid flesh to it, they'll grow quite nicely. So they may have certain requirements that the skin provides and other tissues in the body provide that allows them to grow. But there's certainly something that's very real there, and although it was initially dismissed as you know, delusional episodes among patients, that's not the case now. I think people are recognizing that there's something that's very real here and very unusual.
Well, now, of course, are there any centers that are really going into this? Is the Centers for Disease Control going into it? If they did, could we really depend upon them to do a good job? Because certainly, I believe in some instances, they have certainly not been, you know, not followed through with things as thoroughly as they should.
And well, you know, that's why we kind of jokingly call it the Center for Disease Cover-Ups. If, for example, this thing came out of a government laboratory, you can't really expect the CDC to be completely forthright about it, although they try and get around some of the limitations that they might have. I've just noticed this from other disorders that we've worked on, like Gulf War illnesses and so on, is they're really not very helpful. They haven't been very helpful, indeed, with illnesses like chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, and a whole host of other chronic illnesses. But now, all of a sudden, the situation is changing at the CDC, and so I hope that they'll be able to help these patients in the future and put some resources into this, because basically there are no resources to study these types of problems. It's an emerging illness, an emerging syndrome, and there's absolutely no funds available to study it. So there are a few physicians, for example, in Texas, Oklahoma, and out here in California that have started to take a look at this. Without any funding, they can't go very far, and they can't do very much. All we can do is try and help support some of these patients that are just screaming for assistance.
And, Krista, there are a few web pages up there that have pictures of these things. And I'll tell you what, this scare you half to death just to see these things and imagine they're crawling under people's skins. And isn't that one of the major complaints along with the fatigue is this feeling there's something crawling under the skin?
Absolutely. The creepy crawling sensations, that's the major complaint that patients have. It keeps them up at night. It drives them nuts, actually. You can imagine what it's like. And there's some other problems that they have. These skin lesions are quite ugly, and they don't heal very, very easily. And they have a kind of a thick gelatinous layer that's covering them, and we think that's probably the biofilm, which is produced by a combination of the organism and the bacteria that are associated with it. We just don't know enough about this, and that's why we're suggesting some treatments to break down the biofilm, hoping that that will dislodge them and we'll be able to hit them with other things. But so far, none of the thousands of drugs that people have tried against these things have been very effective.
And, of course, then these little fibers just come out from the skin. Can you grab them and pull them and they come out?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely, you can. And you can actually isolate the worms and see the fibers being extruded from the little worms. And some of the pictures actually show that are on the internet. And these are not fakes. These are real things. And it's really amazing when something very new and unusual like this happens. The first thing that people think of is that this is all totally fake. It's all manufactured. This is just totally delusional. Well, it's not. It's very real, and heaven help you if you catch this particular syndrome or particular disease, because it's an extremely difficult thing to get rid of once you've got it.
Well, now, is it contagious? Do we have any ideas? Is it passed within families? Are there any epidemiological studies that show that one group is more susceptible than others? Is it more frequent in the military? And is it possible that they're being simply experimented on?
Well, we don't know the answer to any of those questions, as I mentioned, because studies really haven't been funded to look at and address those problems. And it's very important that these studies be done, and done very quickly, so we can understand what we're dealing with. We assume that it's transmittable, but we don't know how. We kind of assume that contact is involved. In fact, in our instructions that are on our website, and if people are interested, they can go to the Institute for Molecular Medicine website, which is www.immed.org, and they can go on that website and look under either infectious disease or treatment and find some information about Morgellons disease, and it will tell people what to do to try and prevent it from spreading. And these are kind of information that has really been gleaned from people that have it more than anything, how they try to stop it from spreading to family members and so on, and pets. So even your pets get it. So all these things are horrible, actually, to experience. And for people that are going through this, it's a living hell.
Well, because if the pets can get it, then it has to be communicable.
Yes, we think it's transmittable, but we're not quite sure how it's being transmitted, whether it's being transmitted in body fluids, for example, or by direct contact, or whatever. Since they're in the skin, you can imagine skin parasites are quite common in Southeast Asia, and they usually enter the pores in the skin and release the larval forms, and this happens when people are in contaminated water, or they drink contaminated water, or they slop around in it and make contact, long-term contact with their skin, and eventually some of these things can get into their skin. Schistosomiasis, for example, will can be transmitted this way. The more common parasites that we see as humans come in through drinking water and through food, and these are intestinal parasites and so on. And only in extreme cases do these actually enter the body and cause problems, sometimes entering the liver, for example, and certain flukes do this. But we've not had much experience with this kind of problem here in the United States. So most people don't know how to deal with it in the medical profession.
And, of course, really, there are no fixed methods of dealing with it. It's just trying to allay the acute symptoms. Are there any sort of an antibiotic or any sort of a antiparasitic medication that will kill these little critters, or do we know?
Well, so far, none of the antiparasitic medications have been very successful. The best results have been using a combination of different things, and it's on our website, including antibiotics, some of these biofilm dissolving substances like EDTA, and some of the other things that we've tried to investigate. In fact, the patients themselves are probably doing more than anybody in terms of trying to find out what things will...
Hold that thought right there.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645, only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 13, 2007. Gold, 647, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $668.20, $329.75 for half, $164.88 for quarter. That's $668.20, $329.75, and $164.88. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Okosi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've been talking about Morgellons disease. Is this found in other countries? In other words, is it found in Europe or Africa or South America?
Well, I'm really not sure. There are people from overseas that have reported this, but we're not sure where they got it or whether it's exactly the same, because it really hasn't been a systematic study of this. And that's been one of the problems, because without a careful study of this, we don't really know what's involved here. But we do know that there are certain things that people can do. One is they have to adjust their diet, which is very important, and cut out the sugar in their diet and things like that, which tends to drive these little worms nuts. There are certain supplements that they can take that will help them. Immune enhancement products seem to help them. Lipid replacement therapy, which is one thing that I've been working on for a few years now, is very helpful. Antibiotics have been very helpful. Certain natural remedies have been helpful. So a lot of that is common sense, but then there are other things that they have to do to keep it from spreading. They have to clean everything and, in fact, be using very strong antiseptics, and they have to clean their clothes all the time to prevent it from spreading, using very strong soaps and bleaches and so on. They have to try and clean the surfaces around them so that they don't spread this. This stuff gets in very unusual places, and they can cause a lot of problems. And again, I mentioned that this will get into your pets, it'll get in your carpets, it'll get in your drapes, it'll get in your bedding, and so all of that has to be changed all the time. And it's really a problem, because when you get these sores that are kind of oozing, sometimes sores, they can be treated. And this will alleviate some of the itching and some of the crawling sensation, but it really doesn't stop them that carefully. And it's only sometimes when they're actually physically removed from the skin that you can actually stop it. And it does cause a lot of this mucus-like biofilm to build up in various places, in the sinuses and in the chest cavity and under the skin and other organs as well. And this is a major problem that we're trying to deal with now. People have problems breathing sometimes. They have other problems as well. So it's really difficult to deal with these problems.
And of course, really, what Dr. Nicholson is describing is a multi-system infection. We don't know where it came from. It has, you know, parts of both insects and bacteria and animals in it, and I mean, this is a frightening thing. And of course, the difficulty is there are lots of secret laboratories all over the world where they're working on macabre new forms of diseases. And certainly, if this did come from a biowarfare center, we would never know about it, would we?
No, I'm afraid we wouldn't, because that would be, they would try and keep that quiet, of course, because of the publicity and liability and everything else. But unfortunately, we've found in the past, and when these things are created, then there's the urge to test them somehow. And often they're tested, that we found when we were in Texas in the prison system. And this actually became the topic for a book that you carry in your library, Project Daylily, which was really the story about how we uncovered one of these biowarfare agents that had been tested in the prison system, and then it got into the vaccines and got into the Gulf War veterans who were inoculated with the vaccines before they were deployed, and they came back with this, gave it to their family members, their pets, and so on. It became a mess to deal with that, and this could be something like that.
Well, we just don't know, and apparently, are you working in conjunction with some other physicians or researchers? You know, certainly without funding, this is a pretty tough thing to do.
Well, right now I'm looking to scrape up some funding so that we can actually go into this in a little bit more detail, a little bit more systematically. And most physician researchers are loath to get involved in something like this because it sounds so harebrained, it sounds so crazy, but it's really not. And we need to get some funding so we can recruit some very good people to do some of the epidemiology and parasitology and bacteriology and other things that need to be done.
Yeah, and of course, somebody's got to be out there representing the people. And this is one of the big drawbacks. And of course, major universities apparently aren't interested in looking into it. And for some reason, why a lot of these agencies of government that have all sorts of money are not funding it, you have to ask yourself, why, if this is plaguing people and driving them really up to almost the edge of insanity with these critters crawling under the skin, why do government agencies not necessarily just pull out all the stops and keep trying to see what's going on? We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's one of the country's leading scientific researchers. We're talking about Morgellons disease. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's Morgellons disease we're talking about. And Dr. Nicholson, would you like to get your website out there, telephone number, so people can get the information that you have, not only, of course, on Morgellons, but on chronic fatigue syndrome, Gulf War illness, AIDS, and this whole spectrum of these chronic diseases, the Lyme disease, which is affecting a million Americans. There's so many Americans that have these chronic diseases, and they don't pay much attention to them until they are or a family member comes down with them. Have you found that to be true?
Absolutely. But now the numbers are growing in all these different chronic illnesses, and the numbers are becoming quite large. For example, we used to think that the chronic fatigue syndrome only affected about a million people in the United States. Well, then it went up to 4 million, and then it doubled again to 8 million. And now we think that all these numbers are underestimates because there's so many people that haven't really come forward who have this problem. And a lot of it is there's just not a lot of information that they can readily access in the major media and so on that will discuss this in a reasonable way and inform these people of not only what they have, but where to get help. Let me give our website, because people can start there, and there are other places that they can do searches and find Morgellons disease. And, of course, there's a Morgellons Disease Foundation that they can go to get information, and that's something that they can do. The Institute for Molecular Medicine is www.immed.org. like a media.org, and the Morgellons Foundation is www.morgellons.org. It's morgellons.org, and so you can find some information in those two places if you think you might have this, and from there then you can go on hopefully and find that there are chat sites for Morgellons disease, and there are people that have passed around names of physicians that seem to be sympathetic and helpful, and also some that aren't. And this is how you get information about these emerging illnesses. You just can't get it from the CDC website, or you can't get it from the NIH website. It just doesn't exist there. These are things that so far they're ignoring.
And of course, you're really not seeing it written up in the regular medical journals, so you're really going to have to go to the Internet at least. At least we have access to information. Who is the Morgellon Foundation? Do you know anything at all about them?
Well, I don't know anything directly about them. They seem to be supported by people that have had this disorder, and they provide information. They're a group of physicians that are associated with it. They've tried to come up with a case definition for Morgellon's disease. It's kind of incomplete at the moment, I think, because we don't really know enough about the organism or organisms, if there are multiple organisms that are involved in this. And it could be, you know, one of these situations like we found before, is that these are complex situations, kind of like reminds me of Lyme disease in a way, where if you're bitten by a tick, you're not just given the Borrelia microbe, but you're given Mycoplasma, Ehrlichia, Babesia, Bartonella, all these other co-infections go along with it, causing very complex problems and multi-symptom, multi-organ, multi-system problems. And the same thing with this is it seems to involve a number of different elements, and that's why it's so complex and so difficult to study.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And somebody just called in and wondered if the synthetic clothing that we're wearing today, since we've gotten away from cotton wool and we're into so many of the synthetics, if that is influencing the types of infections. Do you think it is?
Apparently not, because these are things that have been addressed before. And it doesn't seem to matter what type of clothing you're wearing. It seems to be less of a irritant to your skin if you wear, for example, cotton, freshly washed cotton, versus certain synthetics. And that may be due to you know, the abrasiveness of the material rather than anything else. But we just don't know enough about this to. It could be that some of the fibers that they look at are from clothing, but not the fibers that seem to be excreted from these worm-like structures. Those are very unusual. They're often colored. Sometimes they're specks. Sometimes they're fibers. These are things that we just don't expect to see.
Well, now, is there anything that can be done, you know, to actually, on the part of the body, the immunity system of the body, to begin to fight this off? We know that, for instance, if you have malaria, while your immune system, at least in many instances, can fight off the malaria organism, and with so many of the infections in third world countries, there's just this chronic lack of immune response, and so people can't fight them off.
Yes.
Is that a factor here?
We're certainly assuming that this is part of the equation, and so we are suggesting, at least on our information, that people use immune enhancement products. And there are a number of these that they can use. They can go on our website, for example, www.immed.org, and go under treatment considerations and find out more about various supplements that they should be taking. And this includes a whole range of different things to strengthen the body, various aspects of the body, the immune system, the cardiovascular system, so on and so forth. And these are all, I think, important elements. They're not necessarily solutions to the problem, but they certainly could help to contain the problem so that it doesn't get worse, or it can arrest the progression of this so that people are not just overwhelmed by these things.
Well, you know, really, it's so difficult, I think, for the average listener out there to believe that anybody would want to create new and terrible and chronic diseases. But certainly we go back and read Zygmunt Brzezinski in his book Between Two Ages, where he talks in one of his footnotes about the fact that the future, and looking 30, 40 years down the line, because the book is written in 1970, but he's looking down the line where we'll be able to create storms and droughts and these new chronic diseases that will disable large segments of the population. So you wonder, you know, could anybody be evil enough to create these new entities that, you know, they're not bacteria, they're not animal, they're not insect, there seem to be all of them. And you look at those pictures on the Internet, and I will tell you, I would hate to have those inside me.
Well, you better believe it, because these people are miserable, and they're difficult to deal with because they have so many, many problems. And, you know, again, it affects your mental situation as well, because you have a difficult time sleeping and everything irritates you and so on and so forth, and people are calling you delusional, and that doesn't help either. So, unfortunately, these patients have a very difficult time.
Now, has anybody ever been, autopsied? I wonder if this gets actually into the central nervous system, into the brain.
Well, we just don't know whether these things can actually get into the brain or some of the associated bacteria that we know can get into the brain. These things do have elements of Lyme disease that seem to be in many patients. We're not sure about all patients, but many patients seem to be associated with the condition. And we do know that the mycoplasma and the spirochete, the Borrelia, do have the capacity to penetrate into the central nervous system. And this may be causing some of the problem, because we know in mycoplasma patients and in Lyme Borrelia patients that have all these mental difficulties, that they actually have lesions in the brain, and you can actually image these lesions, and they'll eventually go away if they're treated properly, but they're there. And so we know that these can cause problems. They've been found in autopsy on those patients as well. For example, the Army's actually has a publication where they looked at Armed Forces personnel that died of mycoplasmal infections, and of course they found it in the brain, and in quite high quantities. And so we found it, for example, in Lou Gehrig's disease, so things like this, and multiple sclerosis and so on. Very high percentage of patients have these unusual infections and so on. So I think a lot of the chronic autoimmune and neurodegenerative diseases have organisms that can penetrate into the brain.
Well, because we know that certainly even the Veterans Administration and the military will admit there's a relationship between Gulf War illness, or the people who went to the Gulf War, and Lou Gehrig's disease. Isn't there a much higher incidence of anterolateral sclerosis among them than in the general population?
Yes, yes, there are. We published a paper in a neurology journal showing in our studies that 100% of these Gulf War veterans with Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS, had mycoplasmal infections. And so we think that these infections get in the brain and can cause nerve cell death in specific areas of the brain and cause these neurologic disorders. We also found 85% of civilians had these infections as well. So this might be one of the common factors in many patients with ALS. And I think it's probably one of the common factors in these Morgellon syndrome patients too, because they do better on the specific types of antibiotics that suppress these types of infections, the Lyme, Borrelia, and the Mycoplasma, which often go hand in hand in these situations, like Lyme disease. So we're dealing with a complicated problem. We're trying to attack it from a number of different directions, and we're trying to treat it as a parasite, but also as a bacteria, and also perhaps as even partially as an insect. In ways, there are ways to inhibit specific metabolic pathways of these different classes of organisms, and we're trying to see if those things will actually help these patients, and some of them do.
Well, let's go to Jeff, who's been quietly waiting here. Jeff is in Utah. Jeff, did you have a question for Dr. Nicholson?
Yes, I do have a question. The question is this. I know that, and I have one of these units. It's an electrical unit. It runs a small current or a low-level current of electricity through your blood. You attach it to your wrist. I'm just wondering if, and what it does is it's marketed as a blood purifier. It's been used successfully on AIDS and cancer patients and on the patients that have STDs. I'm just wondering if something like that would be effective on this.
Well, we don't know. I mean, most of these things seem to be under the skin, and we don't know if that can be approached by these, electroshock type things. There are a number of ways in which that can, those kinds of approaches can be used, but we haven't heard of any successes, let me put it this way. All these things have been tried, to my knowledge, I don't know of any successful treatments by those kinds of techniques. But again, I think we're in a situation, this is a very new disorder. The treatments are very primitive right now. We just don't know what we're doing. A lot of things are being tried, and we have a very incomplete list of what seems to work and what doesn't. The list is much longer of things that don't work compared to things that do.
Would you be as surprised as I would be if this was a naturally occurring phenomenon that was not man-made or manipulated?
I would be incredibly surprised if it were.
Thank you very much.
All right, my thing is, Jeff, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 464-8295. And we live in a strange world. I mean, most people cannot believe that anybody would want to create new diseases and kill millions of people or cause them to suffer, but unfortunately there are people who have a different worldview, a different certainly goal in life. Let's go to Harvey calling from Florida. Hi, Harvey. Do you have a question for Dr. Nicholson?
Yes, Dr. Stan. How are you tonight?
Doing just fine.
Okay, I know you don't have much time left. This does seem like a science fiction. I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Arch Obler. Do you remember Arch Obler?
Not really. Oh, you mean that he was a television, probably he was a radio producer, wasn't he?
He was a radio producer.
Yeah.
One of his great old radio plays was Revolt of the Worms, where the scientist was working in the laboratory, and the young fellow that was helping him asked him something while he was working. He said, "What should I do with this stuff there, Professor?" He goes, "Oh, Don't bother me. I'm busy. Can't you see I'm trying to create something?" So he takes and he throws it in the backyard. And the worms start growing, these giant, giant worms. And the punchline was that at the end of the play, it eats his wife. His wife says, "What's all those noises? They're making giant holes in the backyard." And his wife goes back there and they eat her.
Well, thank you, Harvey. But crazy things are going on in the world today. I remember Arch Obler, that was a long time ago. Harvey must be almost as old as I am. But there really are things going on in the world that we don't understand. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you haven't read Dr. Nicholson's book, Project Daylily, which we carry, Project Daylily, and there's no only one L in L in Lily, because this was a secret government project. Now, what was that? Was that where they were working on the mycoplasma, or was that where they were working on AIDS, or was that where they were working on chronic fatigue?
Where they were working on the mycoplasma, but, of course, this is a major source of morbidity in AIDS patients and a lot of other diseases, and it may be with this Morgellons as well. We're not sure. The story Project Daylily is really how we discovered this Army patented superbug, more or less. It's a very stealth bug that hides and gets in your brain, for example, and causes neurodegenerative diseases, or gets in other areas of your body and causes other problems, everything from rheumatoid arthritis to fibromyalgia syndrome and a whole host of other different disorders. So if they can do that, they can do a lot of other things as well. So Project Daylily just was our experience, our personal experience of getting sucked into this whole program that was going on in the state of Texas, where they were testing these designer bugs in the prison system without informed consent, and people really didn't know what was going on, and people were dying right and left, and the diseases were spreading into the surrounding communities around the prisons, and they were coming down with a huge incidence way out of expectation of autoimmune diseases and neurodegenerative diseases and fatiguing illnesses and so on and so forth, attributed to these new bugs that they were testing.
And of course, the frightening thing, I think, for you was that an awful lot of the people who were looking into that, even a couple of your medical students and other people you work with, were dying off as well, weren't they?
Oh, yes, including my boss at the time, who was shot in the back of the head because he was about to go forward with the information about the testing in the prison system.
This is why I think if you haven't read Project Daylily, you'll never look at the world quite through the same eyes again. I mean, it reads like a Tom Clancy novel, only it's really all true. Written as fiction, but based upon fact, and I have the advantage of actually having interviewed some of the people that Dr. Nicholson writes about. A fascinating, frightening story of a world gone mad. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Now, we hope that many of you want to get Garth Nicholson's book, Project Daylily. It's unique. It reads like an adventure mystery, but it's true. And I can attest to this. We've interviewed many of the people who were involved there with the experiments in Huntsville, who researched it out. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they've killed an awful lot of people with these experiments here in America, and you've never heard about it. If you doubt it, you need to get the report we have. It's called the Rockefeller Committee Report. It came out of the Veterans Administration back in 1994 about how they've been experimenting with our servicemen. We have a four-tape set on the vaccine A. It was an experimental vaccine they gave to literally hundreds of thousands of our veterans during the first Gulf War and destroyed the health of almost a third to a half of them. And then, of course, the four-tape set on the anthrax experimental vaccine given to our troops. A four-tape set on the Gulf War illness that has devastated the health of our young people. We carry a book called AIDS, Ebola, and Emerging Viruses. That's certainly one of the key books in understanding where the AIDS epidemic came from. We have, of course, my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, and it is an unnecessary epidemic. And 50 million people have died throughout the world. Another 20 or 30 million were infected. And how many more are going to die unnecessarily? They've already killed over 500,000 Americans, and another 1.5 million are infected. And it's all unnecessary. They knew how to stop the disease. They refused to in Botswana. 46% of the women there, pregnant women, are infected. They're all going to die. If this was a failed public health policy, they'd change the policy. If it was a successful genocidal policy, they'd continue to do what they're doing. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to continue doing what they're doing. You need to see my talk. It's on video now, but it'll be available soon on DVD. But right now you can get it. It's called None Dare Call It Genocide. And then a more extensive discussion, Planned Population Control. You'll certainly want to get our video on population control, our four-tape set on population control. You need to understand there really are people who have a different worldview. Yesterday we discussed with Randy Engel a set of tapes she put together with Dr. Dunnigan, who back in 1969 had heard Dr. Richard Day, formerly the medical director of Planned Parenthood, talking about their plan to kill off a large part of the world's population. And as he was reported to have said, you got to die of something, you might as well die of cancer. We have treatments for most cancers, and we're going to keep them locked up. And I will tell you, we know of many effective treatments that are not being allowed in America, where the government has tried to put the people with effective treatments, like Dr. Brzezinski, in prison. We carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, and a four-tape set on Dr. Brzezinski's treatments. Why would anybody want to block effective treatments for cancer? Because there are people who dream a different dream, who march to a different drumbeat, who believe there are too many people in the world, who worship a different God. All of the things we mentioned, of course, the tapes that we were talking about, the New Order, the Barbarians, going into the background of Dr. Dunnigan's tapes on what he had heard back in 1969, there when they were talking about, this plan of the order, this is what he was told it was all about. And he took notes at the time, and 20 years later recorded. I talked to him. One of the interviews is mine. So that's the New Order, the Barbarians, and the four-tape set on Why Do We Still Have Cancer, and Dr. Brzezinski's four-tape set, and the book on Dr. Brzezinski's effective cancer treatment. But you're not going to hear about this on regular channels. Are you going to become involved, or are you going to wait?
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the Nutramedical Report, Monday to Friday,
2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu, and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming, and globalist plans of the New World Disorder. Talking...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Palestinian legislator Hanan Ashrawi says the fighting in the West Bank is undermining the integrity of the Palestinian cause. This interview, courtesy of Sky News.
What's going on at the moment is a civil war, actually, or it's, as President Abbas called it, an insurrection, an attempt at dictating by force of arms and imposing...